Hello, everybody. This is Ryan Weaver. You are listening to Real Talk with Audrey Russo. This is going to be an amazing show. We're going to get down deep about the things that matter most in America. It's called freedom, baby. This is Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Now that we have passed the first 100 days, Americans are looking for the DOJ to get cracking on accountability and justice regarding the intel agencies that betrayed the people. It's up to Bondi and her crew to follow the people's mandate. And we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Happy to be with you again.
That was great to have you with us again. And let's see what we're doing here. I want to jump in with this. So one of the most unethical directors of the FBI thought he was cute and poked the...
Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo. The shade, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set,
on what is to come. It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
A bear with a message in shells on a beach. James Comey, of course, I'm talking about. He messaged in shells and then posted the pic on Instagram of 8647, of course, inferring kill President Trump. This after two clear assassination attempts. The DOJ interviewed him. I don't know what that's about. But, Paul, what's the question here? He knew what he was doing. He was the director of the FBI. He belongs in jail. Because if you or I, remember, they said, they're the ones that say, no one is above the law. If you or I had done this, we'd be in the pokey already. Why is he not on his way there?
Well, he should be. He is a master of deceit, dishonesty, corruption, lying. This guy has a very, very narcissistic character about him. Never trusted him. He'll do anything, to do anyone in to his advantage. And he should be in, put in handcuffs and arrested. He's the one that was responsible for working with the deep staters, John Brennan and Gerald Clapper, in the Russian collusion. He was involved in all of that. This guy is not a true American patriot. And if I was Pam Bondi right now, or even the Jeanine Pirro, the new district attorney in Washington, I would have him arrested immediately. He is a dangerous individual to America.
Well, I agree, because he's trying to play like Hillary Clinton, who is the Secretary of State, and she's and she had that computer. I mean, she had all that in her bathroom. Oh, she didn't know she shouldn't do that, right? I mean, it's it's insulting.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And he didn't apologize.
He did her in as well.
Yes, you're right. But he didn't even apologize for what he did. He knows what he did. I mean, they used to put.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You were talking about the mob. He dealt with them. He knows what 86 means. And then
sure
he pretends he doesn't.
Yeah, he said, well, I think that's up when you take something off the menu, you deep six it. And then he said his wife did it. I blamed it on his wife.
Are you serious?
What a jerk this guy is. He's a total jerk. But that's what all the deep staters, they brought all these jerks in at the different departments in the executive branch. Now Dan Bongino and Cash Patel and Pam Bondi, they got to clean up this mess in this country. It was so bad and so dishonest and disruptive.
Well, you and I both know that Comey has done more than that when he was in. That was illegal. And I mean, we can go from what he did with when it came to Clinton, like you were mentioning. But in this, you know, this whole nonsense of interviewing him and letting him go, and he made no apology for what he did. And now they have, I understand... Yeah, the FBI has a rash of people sending 86 so-and-so, with, different public figures. So this is what they're dealing with. And he started this.
He doesn't care, Audrey. He doesn't care how bad his character is. When you're dishonest like that, narcissistic, you never blame yourself. You blame everybody else.
Yeah.
And this is did a lot of profiling for the Defense Department when I was a brigadier in charge of strategic PSYOP operations. And basically what happens is that they put out misinformation, they lie. And I profiled this guy from the beginning. He's just a nasty, dishonest individual.
Yeah.
And like that, the deep state, they don't care. It's an ideology. It's a left-wing ideology, how to bring down and control the population.
Yeah.
Top-down government, not a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And where they came from, out of these colleges or whatever background. But then the agents under him, when he was head of the FBI, did nothing to stand up. And then we got a bunch of whistleblowers that finally came out and nailed them.
They nailed them, but they, in this new, and I know it's only been, you know, 100, just over 100 days, but, you know, those whistleblowers, there was a law against persecuting them, and they ignored the FBI.
That's right.
Yeah, the FBI ignored that, for the listeners. They ignored that. And you have one, as a matter of fact, who is an Army veteran who, it's been over 900 days since he has been paid. And this is punishment for him for being a whistleblower. So I'm waiting for Patel to reinstate these people.
Yeah, and hopefully he will.
Yeah, well, he's waiting a long time to do that. You mentioned other, you know, what they have done in the past with the FBI. I understand a group of FBI agents involved in the January 6th, and I don't know if I want to call investigations, asked a judge to destroy a Trump administration list containing the names of roughly 5,000. I want everyone to get it. Yeah, everyone to get that 5,000 agents tied to the probes. Their move follows Ed Martin. I love this guy. His vow as the newly appointed weaponization czar to name and shame the thousands of agents who helped crack down on more than 1,000 Americans. And you spoke to some of them, as a matter of fact, when they were imprisoned. The anonymous, the anonymous agents told U.S. District Judge that Martin's public pledge signals the federal government plans to release the list. Well, Paul, don't the people have a right to know who and how their own agencies turned on them?
Yeah, they do, and they will. You got to understand where they're coming from in this second 100 days now. They did their homework. They moved very fastly in the first 100 days. Pam Bondi and Cash want to make sure everything is tied down and tight, because they know what the left-wing legal people will do, will attack them if there's any loopholes or anything they can do.
Right.
So they're being very careful, and it'll come. We have to be patient about it. There's no rush on this.
Right.
But it's got to be done the right way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my hope is that they're going to do what's right, because we know Congress is not doing... Yeah, Congress is not doing what's right. You know, they keep, they're supposed to be solidifying his executive orders, and they keep putting off their votes over and over and over again. So they're not doing what's right. The SCOTUS is not doing what's right, and we're going to talk about that in a minute.
SCOTUS is terrible.
They're a disgrace.
Amy Brenneman and Roberts, they both should resign.
Yes.
They're horrible. They're not standing by our Constitution and protecting us.
Yeah.
And
that's their job. Their job.
Patricia Brown, or whatever her name is, they're a disgrace.
They're a disgrace. Yeah, the Constitution.
But
right.
Thomas standing up.
Right, right. The Constitution requires that all laws must be faithfully executed. Still, far too many are not, and have not been adhered to, especially when it comes to the deep state, the DOJ, the FBI. As recent revelations and investigations have revealed, nor has the oversight power of Congress and the Supreme Court been exercised to ensure leadership enforcement of the United States laws. As you have shared this, the Republic must be restored and preserved in an original ordained constitutional power. Now, we are coming up on the 250th birthday of America. Can and will our constitutional republic survive this?
Yes, it will.
Well, do tell, how will that happen?
It's called leadership. The leadership of the best president, greatest president we've ever had, along with Washington and Lincoln, is Donald J. Trump. He operates at an intellectual level that's higher than the majority of people. He is an intellectual like Elon Musk. They think ahead, they have a vision, and that's what will save us in the Republic, along with other leaders at the state and local level.
Yeah.
We've got to turn these blue states into red states, get rid of all of these people. It goes all the way from the president on down to your local mayor.
Yeah, yeah. That's why all elections are really local. I wasn't going to bring this up before because I want to talk about an article you wrote about making America great again. But I want to ask your assessment of what you saw with, because we are told in the scriptures to pursue peace without compromise. And I think that's what President Trump has done in the Middle East. And they love him because we know they think with a Middle East mindset, which is they look for military strength, and they love, of course, finances. And President Trump brought both. And I've never seen anything like it, especially with, when it comes to Saudi Arabia, they loved him. So what are your thoughts on his visit and what he accomplished?
Oh, it was outstanding. But see, he's using economics,
yes,
which is the basic foundation of governments aside from their laws, that you have to have a strong, growing economy, and you have to be able to provide for your people. You have to have peace. You can't have something where you're killing people or your neighbors, and that's where Trump is at. And that's why he took the Middle East by storm. They respect him. You could see that.
Yeah.
And I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and trust is very important to them. So he sees a leader that's revamping the United States economy. He's making the tariffs work. that we'll have equal or reciprocal tariffs or none, which we should have. There shouldn't be any tariffs. But these other countries have put so many on us, and he's not afraid to go after them, and it's working.
It was amazing to watch, yet they, you know, Democrats who are really communist have a problem with everything, and even some on our side were complaining too. I have to ask you this, Paul, when it comes to, now we all know what Qatar has done in the past. We know we're aware their involvement in October 7th. They have Hamas is hanging out there. We understand what they've done. But those that are upset with him doing anything with Qatar, you have to ask, do you want, you know, they're here. Some of them are here in this country because of Biden. So the president is trying to keep peace. He doesn't want us blown up over here. So shouldn't he pursue peace, even though he knows what they've done?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how you get leverage on these people. So they change their ways, and he's doing it economically. And we know Hamas has worked out of there. They worked out of different parts of the Middle East, but he is influencing and changing the minds of the leaders in the Middle East. And it's going to work out because it's all based on economics. They think about money in their pockets. All of these
sheikhs,
Arab right. sheikhs, and all that. It's about money. Yeah. And, you know, it's not easy, but it takes leadership. It took leadership of Eisenhower and MacArthur and Patton to win World War II.
Yeah.
Leadership, vision, how you do it, strategies, affecting those strategies, making them work, having the right people supporting you, having the right people on your staff. That's all critical. He didn't have that the first time, unfortunately.
No, but he's much wiser now, I think.
Well, sure he is. Yes. You learn. Leaders learn. I learned from the likes of Patton and Eisenhower when I went to West Point in 1957. The officers I had there worked for Patton and Eisenhower and MacArthur. They were my instructors. They were my leaders. That's how I learned about vision and leadership.
Yes, absolutely. And you wrote a great article, and it's on Substack for the listeners, and it's about making America great again. Now, President Trump is pursuing his promise to make America great again, but a lot of this is on the DOJ. Yes, and you said, yes, we'll be patient and see what happens, but a lot of us are concerned. So some of the things you listed were really critical, and I just want to see if we can go over a few of these, which one sure. For instance, is arrest and indict those Americans that have committed treason against our country, and that's, you know, that's against people like, we can mention the J6ers, because you interviewed some of them, you know, while they were in prison unlawfully. Pro-life advocates, and more, that the government agencies that we pay were persecuting these people and prosecuting these people. So those people have to be called to accountability and justice. Don't you agree?
Well, that's correct. That's why in our books, if you go to our website, standupamericaus.org, you'll read our books, Beyond Treason, Betrayal and Treason, and Make America Great Again, America's Endgame for the 21st Century. We list all of those people, including Biden and Obama, and those people that followed that committed treason by aiding and abetting enemies of the United States, internal and external.
Yes.
And then there's the 51 that was on the front page of the New York Post, included Brennan, included Flapper, Andrew McCabe, 51 of them who were guilty of treason.
Yep.
And that's where Pam needs to go this second 100 days and start arresting them.
Yeah.
And they need to be, look at Milley, General Milley. He needs to be tried for treason.
I hope. Who would do that? The DOJ could arrest him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what the Department of Justice is about.
Yeah.
And then you have the trials, military trials in Guantanamo, you could, and it goes from there. They're military tribunals that try for treason.
Yeah. Another thing on the, you know, on your list, which is really critical, is we have a lot of judicial tyranny going on. There are judges that are breaking the law. They're interfering with the executive branch, and they know it, mm-hmm. Paul. They know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
They're trying to delay.
Four of them have been arrested already.
Yeah. Right, for hiding or aiding illegals, and they were criminal. They're all criminals, illegals, but these were they were violent criminals. We did see arrests in New Jersey of the mayor of Newark, but they released him. He's not. They have dropped the charges on him, and they can't do that. See, you're creating again a class. If we went there and try to stop ICE agents from doing their job, enforcing the law, then we would go to jail. So should he. And I want to know why he hasn't. That's one of them. There was another woman there, the representative McIver, who was actually, you saw it on video, assaulting an ICE agent. Now, they just arrested her. I don't know what they're going to do, because if they drop the charges on her, then this is a joke. This is not real.
They've got to make them pay. These are district attorneys, Letitia James, and others, judges.
Yeah.
So they're not above the law. They break the law. They need to be indicted, and they need the punishment to go with that, whether it's incarceration or whatever. But judges and district attorneys can't get away with protecting these illegal criminals and think they can get away with it. Trump knows what he's doing. He'll work through that. But this is how dismantled the government was, and how discouraging it was to be so corrupt and not abiding by the Constitution. I mean, we talk about other countries being corrupt. Nobody's been more corrupt than we have in the last several decades.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's correct. Then, of course, President Trump has done this and done a brilliant job with it, especially with Tom Homan and the ICE agents and sealing the border and stopping the illegal invasion.
Yeah.
He's done a brilliant job with that, hasn't he?
99.9%
wow.
So far.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. It's amazing. I know they're also making it easier for illegals to, they have, you remember the app they were using to get them in the country? Well, they're using an app now for them to register and leave the country. And that will give them, if they don't have to arrest them, that will give them the opportunity in the future to get on the back of the line and come in legally. But if they have to arrest them, they said they will never be allowed into the United States again. Which I think is fair.
Yeah. By the way, the first plane leaves today with the self-deportation. I think 60 or 70 of them, and they'll be paid $1,000 when they land back in El Salvador or Honduras or wherever the plane will go. But that plane's leaving today.
Wow, we're being a little bit over generous, but that's fine. It's better to bless them on the way out with giving them so much money, but it'll be cheaper than having to deal with them here, especially when it comes to how many American lives they've killed. Then keeping the U.S. This is critical, and you've mentioned it before, but keeping the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, the president he's doing a good job with that, isn't he?
Well, he is, and with the new Bitcoin and all that cryptocurrency, they're working that. But they also have the new organization, World Organization, has 60, 70 members now. Not to destroy the dollar, but it's very strong, led by China. It's Brazil, India's in that. There's 60 some nations now.
Wow.
So you have some competing organizations out there.
Right.
But as we go digital and we see all of that happening within these economies, one of the things we need to do is get rid of the Federal Reserve. We don't need it. We can take those monetary interest functions and put them in the Department of Treasury where they should be. That's another thing we've recommended to Trump. Get rid of it. We don't need it.
Right. Do you think we're on the way to that?
Yes.
I hope so.
And we're on the way to getting rid of the IRS as well. We don't need the IRS.
Yeah, because they're horrible.
Flat tax. Yeah. Everybody has a flat tax. Goes right to the treasury. Yep.
That would be perfect. Yeah. We don't need deductions or anything like that. Just a flat tax. I'm definitely for that.
That's right.
Yeah. And he has done, and he continues to do, because everything he's doing, the president, is to bless all Americans, even those that don't like him. He, you know, because you don't have that on the communist Democrat side. They do things to bless themselves and their particular cronies. Everybody else is out. And so they can't stand that. He's trying to unite our country and bring it in, you know, new record levels of success. And has he done, your opinion so far, has he done a good job at that?
Outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those dummies in the Democratic Party, they're doomed to failure, that's for sure, because there's no creativity on their side, monetarily, financially, structure, fighting,
yeah,
protecting America.
Yeah.
Please support. They're lost. They're lost in the jungle. They're not going to recover.
No, they're not.
I don't believe, by the way, I don't believe in political parties anyhow. I don't think we need them anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We can elect our leaders through a lot of sophisticated technology platforms around the country that they're a nemesis to the republic, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they are, because they've set up their own little fiefdoms where people can't get in to run, which is against what the founders wanted, unless you have like $10 million. That's even just here in Tennessee. So it's right. That's insane, because it's also against the original intent of the founders. And so for listeners, if you want to know and you want to understand who has, and there's been many that have committed treason, if you want to understand what that's all about, I highly recommend the whole, I mean, there's more than one volume. And so, Paul, would you tell the listeners how to support and follow your excellent work and tell them about these books in particular that would help them to understand what happened to us in the past, especially
well,
the past
yeah,
4 years.
Will, Audrey,
yes.
General McInerney and I launched the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation 20-some years ago. And basically, we have a great team. We do need donations to support us. We've never been in debt. We have a great team we have to support. And all of the programs or projects we take on, including our publication books, our weekly newsletter comes out every Saturday morning and resent on Tuesday morning. They go to standupamericaus.org. Sign up for our newsletter on the homepage. You can use any of the information we have. It's all free to you. But please support us. We need your support each and every day.
And in those books, there's Invisible Treason in America, Beyond Treason in America, Betrayal and Treason in America, and The Dismantling of America. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's all there. It's been a lot of work to put those books out. It's not easy to write a book.
No, it's not.
When people know that's done it.
That's right. They don't love writing. They love have written. It feels good to get it done. If they wanted any books autographed, how would they do that?
Well, if they order it off the website, I'll personally sign each and every book and personalize it to the buyer.
Excellent. Excellent.
We have the golden buy right now, like the Golden Trump. We have the four books. And they can get all four books, what we call the Golden Age books.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. And as and as always, I will have these links on my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much again, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us on these issues. Thank you. And we look forward to your return to the show. Until then.
Thank you. Stay healthy.
Thank you. And until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Thank you.